He sees the world as it is, without rose-colored glasses, as I try to do as a journalist. I see what's there. That will make you pessimistic. But then you have to exercise your will optimistically, believing that each of us singly and all of us collectively can be an agent of change. And I have to get up every morning and imagine a more confident future and then try to do something that day to help bring it about.
The legendary Bill Moyers in 2011. He died in June at the age of 91. To see all our interviews with him, you can go to democracynow.org. And that does it for our show. Special thanks to Mike Burke. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Pinckney Hall will begin in just a couple of seconds. Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in WRCT. You're in Pinckney Hall in WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to be with you for the next hour or so. This is our last show in 2025. And as is customary, we're going to be devoting this show to musicians who passed in 2025. And in order to pick up any of them that we might lose between now and New Year's Eve, we're going to do the same thing next Friday. So, the song that you just heard was by the Youngbloods, Get Together. They're one big hit. Jesse Colin Young, the frontman of the Youngbloods, passed away this past year. Okay. Now, before we get back to our theme for the day, I want to tell you about give you a couple of PSAs here. Want to help the environment and save money at the same time? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Start riding a bike. Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization that works to improve biking and walking in order to reduce the harmful effects of car dependence in our communities. Connect with Bike Pittsburgh on social media at BikePGH and at BikePGH.org. Okay. Now let's see. What other happy thing will we tell you? Oh, trees. Okay. How can we grow vibrant communities? With trees. Tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. This has been a message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, what do we got next? In the next set, we're going to start the next set off. I'm not going to tell you what's in the whole next set. I don't want to spoil the suspense here. We're going to start it off with a song written by Phil Oakes, sung by Marianne Faithfull. Of course, we lost Phil a long time ago. I don't know, maybe even 50 years ago. But Marianne persisted. She fortunately resurrected her career after a lot of health problems in the early 70s and produced right up until I think her last album came out just last year. And a lot of her late work was excellent. This is, we're going to play, the Phil Oakes song was from, I don't know when exactly it was from, but it was the late Marianne Faithfull, and it wasn't an early Marianne Faithfull. It was the, I think, sometime in the late 70s when she recorded this.
I found him by the stage last night. He was breathing his last breath. A bottle of gin and a cigarette was all that he had left. Well, I know that you make music 'cause you carry a guitar. But God help the troubadour who tries to be a star. Come on and play the chords of love, my friend. Play the chords of fame. But if you want to keep your song, don't play the chords of fame. Oh, no, no. You know I've seen my share of hustlers as they try to take the world. And when they find their melody, they're surrounded by the girls. But it all fades so quickly, like a sunny summer day. Reporters ask you questions and they write down what you say. Play the chords of fame, oh no, no. They'll rob you of your innocence and put you up for sale. The more that you will find success, the more that you will fail. And I really can't complain, but I wonder who I left behind on the other side of fame. Come on. Oh, no, no.
Let me tell you what you were listening to in our first set of music from musicians who passed away this past year. We started it off with Marianne Faithfull doing Chords of Fame, a Phil Oakes song that was off of her Rich Kid Blues album. 1985 was the date for that. After that, you heard Every Little Thing About You from Raoul Malo. Most of his career was the front man for the country group The Mavericks, but towards the end of his career, he did some Cuban-influenced music. He was from a Cuban family, and that was Every Little Thing About You. And before that, we had Jerry Butler and The Impressions doing For Your Precious Love. Soon after that recording, I think he left, and Curtis Mayfield was the lead vocalist on most of The Impressions' work after that. And last but not least, we had April Stevens and Nino Tempo, a brother and sister act, doing their big hit Deep Purple. April, we lost April a few years ago. Nino died in 2025. So, let me tell you about some other shows here on WRCT. But before I do that, just to mention what's going to be happening here on Pinckney Hall. If there's any new listeners out there, let me tell you that we generally have a theme every week. And sometimes that theme might be a particular genre, but usually for our little hour on Friday morning, we're not great respecters of genres. But next week, as I mentioned, we're going to be catching up on on more folks that died in 2025. It's amazing how many musicians we lose in a year. Kind of depressing, too, but hey, that's life, right? So that's next week. The week after that, we're going to do what we usually do in the second Friday of January, which is play music by artists that will be or have in the past played in New York's Golden Festival, which is devoted to Balkan music. There's kind of a primary emphasis on what we could call gypsy brass bands. And but, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on there. So we are going to play that. I think it's January 2nd or January 9th. And then the Friday after that, we will be in New York at the Balkan Festival. So we'll have something pre-recorded for you. Anyhow, that's all a lead up to telling you that we are on a bit of a hiatus here on WRCT. A lot of our DJs are not in town. They're gone for the holidays. Or I don't know if they're gone for the holidays. For all I know, they're here in Pittsburgh where they always are. They just are doing something other than coming in to do their shows. But so I'm going to try to tell you about shows that I think will actually be on the air the next couple of weeks. First, I'm going to tell you about One World. One World Radio Show, a collaborative radio show between WRHU in New York, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and BUSH Radio in Cape Town, South Africa. We discuss both local and global issues from a positive and solutions-based perspective to increase community literacies and global knowledge. It's on 9 to 10 in the morning, just like Pinckney Hall, only it's on Wednesdays. What else am I going to tell you about? I'll tell you about Wound Liquor. You know, yeah, Wound Liquor. We'll go with that. Wound Liquor is your key to a healthy, fearless living. Join Doc Anomia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical admixtures, soothing clinical judgments, mentholated subatomic particles, and stuff like this. That's on Thursdays at 11 o'clock. On 11 o'clock a.m. on WRCT. Okay, we're going to we lost one of the reggae greats, Max Romeo, in 2025. So we'll play a song from his CD, War in a Babylon.
Babylon. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Thank you.
of our dreams.
I'm reconciled to the blues. Everything I get, I know I lose. Blues has my feelings in it. You got it. Let's begin it. I'm reconciled. I'm reconciled. I'm reconciled to the blues. I drive a lousy, rusty car, and in that rig I can't get far. I can't keep it under control. I about lost the steering pole. I'm a wild child. I ain't so mild. I'm reconciled to the blues. It's gone around like the gypsy flu. I have you reconciled to. You'll be complaining then. You won't want to be reconciled again. You'll be reconciled. You won't be so mild. You'll be feeling wild with the blues. And down the street come two twin girls. Their necks all wrapped in diamonds and pearls. And one stand on the left, other stand on the right. I'm a wild child. I ain't so mild. I'm reconciled to the blue. Rectified within the blues. Is that what's the matter with them?
Okay. That was our second set of musicians who passed away in 2025. We started it off with One Step Forward by Max Romeo and the Upsetters. And then we had Joseph Boyd, the frontman for a group called the United States of America. I think that record came, and that was the title of the album too. But the name of the song was The Garden of Earthly Delights. And what to say about that? You know, that was, I think you should look at it as ahead of its time. The psychedelic music of that era was not friendly to the early synthesizers that dominated that particular album. But Dorothy Moskovitz was the singer, and she was the composer along with Joseph Boyd, who was our musician who passed. But there's many earthly delights on that record, not just the one I played for you. After that, we had Pear Ubu, which I guess in the past, I don't know, at least decade, maybe two decades, has been more of a Great Britain band than a USA band. That was a song called Montana, off of their 1994 record, Ray Gun Suitcase. David Thomas, frontman for Pear Ubu. He is more than a frontman. I mean, he was the stability in a rotating cast of characters. He passed away this past year. And we also lost Michael Hurley, who did the last song in that set, Reconciled to the Blues. So, there's something I haven't done here. What is it? I have to tell you about an underwriter. Okay. Let's see. What underwriters do we have here today? Okay. We're going to tell you about Spack Brothers Pizza. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Spack Brothers Pizza offers takeout or delivery for pizza, hoagies, wings, and more. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or go to their website at spackbrothers.com. Okay, we're going to play one more song from an artist that you probably haven't heard of, who passed in 2025. Her name is Susan Alcorn. Most of her career, she played various stringed instruments, but she's mostly known as a pedal steel guitarist and has worked that instrument and others in a variety of genres. We're going to play you a track from a track called it's here somewhere. It's something like Hello and Goodbye, but I'm not sure. It's Hello, Goodbye, Hello. I knew it was more than just Hello, Goodbye. It was from a record that was a tribute record for Bruce Langhorne, who might be somebody else that you're not too familiar with, but Bruce was a member of the same Greenwich Village music scene that produced not only Bob Dylan, but many, many other fine musicians, including Phil Oakes, whose song we played earlier. But Bruce was a session guitarist, and in my mind, his best work actually came on Bob Dylan's fourth album. He didn't play all the lead guitars on the songs there, but he did notably on Tambourine Man. And so he was kind of like a musician's musician. You don't hear too much about him, but nor do you hear much about Susan Alcorn. But nonetheless, we will play you her cut off of the tribute album, and then we'll try to squeeze in some new music after that.
if I were to, I won't be long. I'm on my way back home. Don't cry. Never worry. I won't be long. I'm on my way back home. I'm on my way back home. Don't cry. Never worry. I won't be long. I'm on my way. I'm on my way back home. Don't cry, never worry, I won't be long. I'm on my way back home. I'm on my way back home. I'm on my way back home. Geribu nunga, geribu untao. I'm far, far away, miles, miles away, far, far away, miles away from you.
Turn the mighty WRCT air studio over to Zomba. Before I do that, let me tell you that the song that you are hearing in the background is from a CD by Joe Goddard. The track is Miles Away. The name of the CD is Harmonics. He is assisted on that track by Afolay Naoki. And yeah, that's all I've got to tell you, except thanks everybody for listening. We will be back next Friday with more musicians who passed in 2025. WRCT Pittsburgh.